And the pasuk continues shlishi concerning Adam naming the animals. Vayikra ha'adam shemois, and Adam called names l'chol ha'behema, to every animal, ul'oif ha'shamayim, and to the birds of the heaven, ul'chol chayas ha'sode, and to every beast of the field. Over here we see that the behemois were also named by Adam Harishon, even though in pasuk Yutes only chayas were mentioned and not behemois. Ul'adam lo'imotze ezer kenegdai, but Adam did not find a helper opposite him. He did not find a mate. What happened over here was that all the animals and all the birds came before Adam Harishon, and he noticed that they all came in pairs, Zachar and Nekeva. And that's when he noticed that he did not have a pair, he did not have a mate. In essence, the creation of Chava should have really taken place after Pasuk Yudches. In Pasuk Yudches it says that Hashem said it's not good for Adam to be alone. Esaloi Ezer Kenegdai, I will make an Ezer Kenegdai. Why does the Pasuk wait until Pasuk Chav Aleph to create Chava? Why is it Mafsik with Pasuk Yudches and Pasuk Chav, which discusses the naming of the animals by Adam Harishon? And Rashi is really explaining that the reason for that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to create Chava until Adam noticed that he was missing something. It wasn't until after he named all the animals that he noticed that everybody else had a pair and he did not. And that is similar to what we mentioned earlier concerning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not cause it to rain until Adam Harishon was created and he noticed and he understood that the world needed rain, and he therefore davened for rain. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create Chava until Adam realized that he was missing something. Vayapel Hashem Elokim tardeimo al ha'Adam, and Hashem cast a deep sleep on Adam, vayishon, and he slept. Vayikach achas mitzaloisov, and Hashem took one of his sides. According to the pshat, that Adam and Chava were created shnei partzufim, two faces. One side was Adam and one side was Chava. The pasuk over here is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided them, and therefore he took one of his sides and made Chava from that side. But if you learn that Adam was created alone, then the pshat in Vayikach Achas Mitzaloisav means that he took one of his ribs, Vayizkar Basar Tachteno, and he closed the flesh in its place. Vayiven Hashem Elokim, and Hashem built Esatzela, the rib, ashalokach mina Adam, that he took from Adam Harishon, liisha, he built it into a isha. Vayivieha el ha'odom, and he brought her to Adam Harishon. The reason why a lashon of vayiven, building, is used, Rashi explains, because an isha is similar to a building, a binyan. Just like a storehouse of wheat is built wide on bottom and narrow on top, in order that the weight of the wheat inside should not knock over the storehouse, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an isha wider on bottom and narrow on top, in order that she will be able to carry a vlad, a child. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer ha'Adam, and Adam said, Zois ha'pam, this time I am satisfied. Adam had relations with every behema and chaya, but he was not satisfied until he had relations with Chava, and he said, Zois ha'pam, this time I am satisfied when it is etzem me'atzomai, a bone from my bones, uvasor mibisari, and flesh from my flesh. L'zois yikari isha, to this woman you shall call her a isha. Why? Ki me'ish lukacha zois, because she was taken and created from an ish. Since she was created from ish, her name is Isha. And Rashi explains that we see from here that the world was created b'Loshon HaKodesh, because in ancient languages, Loshon HaKodesh is the only language that the word Ish and Isha, man and woman, are similar words. If you look at Aramaic, Gavra means a man, Itisa means a woman. The words are not related at all, as opposed to in Loshon HaKodesh, Ish and Isha are similar. And that's why she was called Isha, because she was taken from a man. Al Kain, therefore, since I have given you a wife, Ruach HaKodesh, the pasuk over here in Ruach HaKodesh is telling us, Yazav Ish Esav Ves Imoy, a person should leave his father and his mother. Ben Noyach is Osur Ba'arayos, he is Osur with certain forbidden relationships. And a person should leave his father, meaning his father's wife, and not have relations with his mother, since he has a wife. He should attach himself to his wife, and not Be'eshes Chaveroi, not his friend's wife. All these arayas are usher, because I am giving you a wife to have tashmish with. V'hoyu levosar echor, and they will be to one flesh, which Rashi explains to mean that with the child that will be created through this union, the husband and wife will become basar echad. Vayu shneim arumin, and they were both naked. Ha'odom ve'ishtoi, Adam and his wife. V'lo yispay shashu, but they were not ashamed. Rashi explains that at this point they did not eat from the Eitz Hadas, and therefore there was no Yetzirah instilled in them. Without a Yetzirah, there is really no reason for Adam and Chava to be covered, to be clothed. It is only once a person has a Yetzirah that it is necessary for him to cover up different parts of his body in order that there should not be certain taivis, certain desires. Now, since the Pasuk in Pasuk Chafei has told us that Adam and Chava were Arumim, were naked, really the next Pasuk should have been Perigimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that says Vayas Hashem Lekim LaAdam LaIshtoi Kosnois Or VaYalbishem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for them different garments of Or, of skins, of fur, VaYalbishem, and he clothed them. Those two psukim are really connected. Why does the pasuk separate these two psukim with the whole story about the Nachash and the Eitz Hadas? And Rashi explains, because it is very much connected. The Nachash saw Adam and Chava being oisik, being engaging in tashmish hamita, in relations. And the Nachash desired Chava as his wife. How was he going to get Chava as his wife? He thought of a plan. He figured he'll get Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and Adam will die. This way he will be able to marry Chava. How will the Nachash get Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas? He figured Noshim Daitan Kalis, Noshim are very easy to persuade. I'll persuade Chava to eat, and it is mutter to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And she will persuade her husband, since a wife can easily persuade her husband. Then what will happen is he will eat first, he will die, and I, the Nachash, will marry Chava. That's why the two psukim are connected. They were both Arumim, Ha'odom ve'ishtoi, which means they were like Adam and Ishtoi, husband and wife. They were being Oisek B'tash M'shamita. And when the Nachash saw that, he desired Chava, and therefore he put his plan into effect. Va'Nachash Haya Arum, the Nachash was more cunning, mikol chayas asodeh, from all the beasts of the field, asher osu Hashem alekim, that Hashem created. Vayomer ola isha, and he said to the isha, af ki omer alekim, did perhaps Hashem say, lo yisoichlu mikol eitz hagan, that you can't eat from any tree, any fruit, from the whole garden? Of course, the Nachash knew that they were allowed to eat from all the fruit, except for the Eitz Hadas. He just wanted to get into conversation with Chava concerning the Eitz Hadas. And therefore he said, did perhaps Hashem say you can't eat from any of the fruit? And the Isha said to the Nachash, we are allowed to eat from all the fruits in the garden. Only from the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, namely the Eitz Hadas, there, those fruit we are not allowed to eat. And we are not allowed even to touch these fruit. Pentemusun, lest we die. And here we see that sometimes kol ha-moisef garea, somebody who adds is sometimes causing it to become worse. Over here, Chava should have just said, we are not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why did she have to add, we are not allowed to even touch it? By adding, we are not allowed to even touch, that caused her downfall, because the Nachash pushed her against the tree, and she touched the tree, and nothing happened. And the Nachash told her, just like nothing happened when you touch the tree, nothing will happen when you eat from the fruit. And the Nachash said to the Isha, you won't die, like we just mentioned. He pushed her against the tree, and he said, just like nothing happened when you touch the tree, nothing will happen when you will eat its fruit. Ki yodea elokim, because Hashem knows, ki biyom acholcha mimenu, the day you will eat from this tree, the fruit of this tree, v'nifkichu einechem, your eyes will become opened, v'yisem kelikim, and you will be like a god. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like competition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from the fruit of this tree, and therefore he was able to create worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to be like him. And he knows, if you eat from the tree, you will also be like a god, being able to create worlds. Yodei Tov V'ra, to know good and evil. Vatera Ho'isha, and the Isha saw, what did the Isha see? Rashi says, she saw the words of the Nachash. It appealed to her, what the Nachash said, and she believed him. Ki toivo eitz lamachol, that the eitz was good to eat, she'll be able to create worlds. V'chisava hu le'inayim, it is desirable to the eyes, like the Pasuk said earlier in Pasuk He, v'nifkechu einechem. V'nechmar ho eitz lahaskil, it is nice and desirable to become smart, like the Pasuk said in Pasuk He, v'yisem kelekim yoidei toivara. V'tikach mipiryoi, v'toichal, and she took from his fruit and she ate it. Vatiten gam leisha, and she gave it also to her husband Ima together with her. Vayoichal, and he also ate from the fruit. Why did she give it to her husband? Chava thought that if this fruit will kill me, my husband will marry somebody else. Therefore, she said, if I will die, let him die also. Rashi says the word gam is to include that she also gave these fruit to the animals. One has to understand, why did she give it to the animals? Rashi explained why she gave it to her husband, in order that her husband should not marry somebody else. But why did she have to give it also to the behema and chaya? Vatipokachno einei shnehem. Once they ate from the Yetz Hadas, their eyes opened up, vayedu, and they knew, ki erumim heim, that they were naked. Obviously, this is not to be taken literally. Even a blind person knows that he is naked. The pasuk over here means that once they ate from the Yetz Hadas, they understood what it means to be naked, because a Yetz Hara went into them, and now it was necessary for them to be covered. That is the pashup shot. Rashi brings down a drush that says, "Vayedu ki erumim heim." They knew that they had only one mitzvah to be mekayim, the mitzvah of not eating from the Yetz Hadas, and now they messed up on that mitzvah. Vayedu ki erumim heim, and they knew that they had one mitzvah, and they became naked from that one mitzvah. They were not mekayim it. Vayisperu alei seino, and they sewed a fig leaf. Vayasu lohem chagoros, and they made for themselves belts. Why did they specifically take a leaf from a fig tree? Rashi explains that the fig tree was the Eitz Hadas, and since no other tree allowed them to take a leaf from them, they were only able to take it from the Eitz Hadas, from the fig tree. And they were trying to be mesaken with the thing that they were makalkel with. Since they became corrupt through the fig tree, they were trying to fix it through the fig tree itself by covering themselves with a fig leaf. And the reason why the Pasuk does not mention Beferish, what the Eitz Hadas, what type of a tree the Eitz Hadas was, that it was a fig tree, is because the Torah did not want to embarrass the fig tree for generations. Because every person that would see a fig tree would point at this fig tree and say, this is the tree that caused destruction to the world. Therefore, the Torah does not specifically say that the Eitz Hadas was a fig tree. Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mishalech bagon. And they heard the voice of Hashem walking in the garden, leruach hayoim, in the direction of the sun. At this point, the sun was in the west, since they sinned and they ate from the Eitz Hadas at the 10th hour of the day. At the 10th hour, the sun is in the west. So they heard Hashem walking in the direction of the sun, which was in the west. Vayischabe ha'odom v'ishtoi. And Adam and his wife hid mipnei Hashem elikim, before Hashem elikim, b'soich Eitz Hagon, in the middle of the trees of the garden. What were Adam and Chava trying to do? Were they trying to run away from Hashem? The Briskerov says no. The Briskerov says that there is a Gemara in Brachis that says that in order to lein Krishma, a person has to cover his Mokam Ha'erva. But in order to daven Shmona Esrei, he has to be covered Miliboy, from his chest and down. Why? Because when he's davening Shmona Esrei, it's as if he's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody is standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs a greater covering, a covering Miliboy Ulamata. Before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was not necessary for them to be covered at all. But once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, then there was something called an Erva. And therefore, they had to cover the Mokom HaErva. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayasu lehem chagoros. They made belts which covered just the Makom HaErva. But then they heard the voice of Hashem in the garden. Now they were standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the halacha is, just like by tefillah, when someone is standing before Hashem, he has to be covered more than just Makom HaErva. Therefore, it says, Vayischabe ha'odom b'sech etz hagon. They hid amongst the trees in order to have a greater covering than just the chagoyros that they had earlier. Vayikra Hashem elikim elo Adam. And Hashem called to Adam, Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Ayeka, where are you? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew where Adam was. He just wanted to get him into a conversation in order not to startle him suddenly by accusing him from eating from the Eitz Hadas. And we find similar psukim by Hevel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Cain, where is Hevel? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Bilam, who these people are? And also by Chizkiyahu. So all these cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to get into conversation with the person, in order not to startle him and rush him into an answer. Vayomer, and he said, Adam said, Eskolcha shamato bagon, I heard your voice in the garden, Va'ira, and I was afraid, ki era manoichi, because I was naked, Va'ichove, and I hid. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Mihigin lecha ki erim ata, who told you that you were naked? How did you know that there was something wrong with being naked? Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? And through that you got a Yetzirah and understood what it means to be naked? And the Adam said, the Isha that you gave me, she's the one who gave me from the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, and I ate. Here Adam was kafir b'toiva. He did not show appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him a wife, but rather said, because of the wife that you gave me, that's why I ate from the Eitz Hadas. So now Hashem turns to Chava and says, Ma zoisa sis, what did you do? The nachash tricked me, and I ate. So everybody was passing the buck. Adam said, it's Chava's fault. Chava said, it's the nachash's fault. And Hashem said to the nachash, Ki asisa zois, because you did this, you will be punished. Over here, we do not find HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking the Nachash, why did you do this? But rather, he just says, because you did this, you will be punished. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask him, why did you do this? Because Ein Mahapchin Bishusai Shel Mesis. The halacha is, usually, when somebody is brought to a Din Torah, we usually try to find a schus, a merit for that person. Except for one instance, by a Mesis. Somebody who incites another person to worship Avodah Zarah, such a person, we do not try to find a merit for him. This Nachash was similar to a Mesis. The Nachash told Chava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because he's afraid if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will be a god just like him. The Nachash was a Mesis. He was inciting Chava against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do not try to find a merit for the Mesis. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not ask the Nachash, why did you do this? He did not want to hear his answer. Because in essence, he did have an answer. Because he could have said, Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimin. Who should the Isha have listened to? Should she have listened to the Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who tells her not to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Or should she listen to the Talmud, the Nachash, who tells her that she should eat? So he really had a good taina. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to hear the Nachash taina, because Ein Mahapchim Bishusa Shel Mesis. And what was his punishment? Aru Ato Mikol HaBehema UMikol HaChayas HaSodeh. You will be more cursed from all the animals and all the beasts of the field. And Rashi explains that really behemoths are more cursed than Chaya, because the length of a pregnancy of a behema is typically longer than the pregnancy of a chaya. So once the pasuk says that you are more cursed from behema, it automatically means that you are more cursed than chaya. So why did the pasuk have to say chaya also? And Rashi explains, because there is a behema that has a pregnancy period of a year. A chamor is pregnant for one complete year. And there is a chaya, a cat, that has a pregnancy period of 52 days. So the behema, the chamor, has a pregnancy 7 times longer than the chaya, the cat. So here the pasuk is saying that just like the chamor is 7 times longer than the chatul, the cat, so too you, the nachash, will be 7 times longer than the behemoth, and you will have a pregnancy for 7 years. You will go on your stomach. A snake used to have legs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut off the legs, and now the snake will always walk and move on its stomach. V'ofar toichal kol yimei chayecho, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. The Mefarshim ask, what type of a klala is that, that the nachash will eat ofar? That's a very good thing. Wherever he goes, he'll always have food. And they answer that the worst thing that a person or any animal can have is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to have anything to do with that person or that animal. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Nachash at this point. I'll give you earth. You'll be able to eat whatever you want and whenever you want. But I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Take the offer and don't bother me. And I will put anger between you, the snake, and the Isha. Your whole purpose of scheming up this whole thing was in order that you should be able to marry Chava. Therefore, as a punishment, I will put an anger between you and the Isha, uvein zaracha, uvein zara, between your children and her children. Hu yishuv charosh, he will crush you on your head. V'ata tishufenu okev, and you will hiss at his heel. You will bite him on the heel. Rashi explains that the pasuk is using a lashon neifel al lashon. Once the pasuk says yishuvcha roish, it uses a lashon of yishuvcha. It wants to use also a lashon similar to that concerning what the snake will do to Adam, and therefore it says viata tishufenu akev. Yishuvcha and tishufenu sound alike, and that's why the pasuk uses both. So, in a nutshell, the curse that was given to the Nachash was, first of all, that his pregnancy will be for 7 years. He won't have any legs. He will walk on his stomach. He will only be able to eat dirt. And there will always be an anger between a snake and a human being. And the pasuk continues, Elo Isha Omar, to the Isha HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Harbo Arbe Etzvoinech, I will multiply and make more your pain, referring to Tzar Gidl Bonim, the pain of raising children. Meheroinech, you will have pain during pregnancy. Be'etzef tel dibonim, you will have pain when you give birth to a child. Ve'al ishech tushukasech, to your husband will be your desire. You will desire him for tashmish, but you won't be able to ask it from him. V'hu yimshalbach, he will rule over you. Everything will be from him, not from you. The pasuk here lists a few things, a few curses that were given to Chava. If you look at the order, it is very interesting. The pasuk starts off with Harbo Arbe Etzvoinech, which Rashi says it means Tzar Gidl Bonim. Then it goes to Heroinech, pregnancy, and then to Be'etzef Tel Dibonim later. Why is Tzar Gidl Bonim listed first before Heroin and later? The Divrei David explains that since Cain and Hevel were already born at this point, because Cain and Hevel were born before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Chava did not have another child, Sheis, for another 120 years. So in Chava's life, the first thing that happened was Tzar Gidl Bonim. She had to raise Hevel for 120 years before she had Heroin and Leda of Sheis. That's why the pasuk says first Tzar Gidl Bonim, then Heroin and Leda. In Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak, he brings down in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin that the ultimate way to have children really would have been to raise one child, and after you finished raising one child, to have a second child. The klala over here was that while you'll be busy raising one child, you'll have heroin and leda of another child. That's why the order is reversed. The pasuk is telling you that that is the klala. You will have tzar gidl bonim at the same time you are busy with heroin and leda of a different child. And the pasuk continues, Ula Adam Omar. And to Adam he said, Kishamata l'koilish techo, since you listened to your wife, v'toichal mino eitz asher tzivitzicho lemor, lo'soichal mimenu, and you ate from the tree that I told you, that I commanded you, saying, do not eat from it, arura ha'adama bavurecho, the earth will be cursed because of you, be'itzavoin toichaleno, with sadness you will eat from it, kol yimei chayecho, all the days of your life. The earth will bring up dvarim arurim, cursed things, like flies, fleas, and ants. And that is the klala that Adam got. Why was the earth cursed together with Adam? Rashi explained earlier that since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the trees, he really created eight peri. He told the trees they should come out, that the fruit and the tree should taste the same. But the tree did not listen, and the trees did not come out with the fruit and the bark tasting the same. And therefore, when Adam was punished, the Adama was punished together with it. Rashi over here says a different shot. Because when someone goes Latabris Ra, if somebody goes on the wrong path and does Averis, people curse the parents who brought up such a child, the place where this child came from. So too over here, when Adam sinned, we curse the place where Adam was taken from, which is the Adama. The Koitz V'dardar Tatzmiach Loch. When you plant, thorns and other type of things will grow with it. V'chalta es esev asodeh, and you will have to work hard to make these grasses edible. B'zeh asapecha toich alechem, with the sweat of your brow you will eat food. It will not be easy for you to plant. You'll have to work hard. Ad shuvcha el ha'adama, until you return to the ground. Ki mimenu l'kachta, because you were taken from the ground. Ki ofer ata vel ofer toshuv, because you are soil and you will return to the soil. That was the klala given to Adam. Before the klala, everything grew so easily. But after the klala, a person will have to work and toil in the earth in order to get things to grow. And the pasuk now goes back to earlier where Adam was naming the animals. He also named Chava. Vayikra Adam Shem Ishtay Chava. Adam called the name of his wife Chava. Ki hi hoisa em kochoi, because she was the mother of all life. The word Chava is really like Chaya, life. She gives life to her children. Therefore, she is called Chava. And Pasuk Chof Aleph is going back to the statement we said earlier that Adam and Chava were Arumin. They were naked. Therefore, Vayas Hashem Lekim LaAdam LeIshtoi. Hashem made for Adam and his wife Kosnois Ar. What is Kosnois Ar? Garments of Ar. Rashi says Tupshatim. Either the garments were attached to his skin, just like a nail is smooth and attached to the skin, so too these garments were attached to the skin. Or it means kosnais, made of ar, garments made of ar out of rabbit's fur. Vayal bishem, and he dressed them. Rabbeinu Bechaya is medayek. Why does the pasuk say vayal bishem and he dressed them? Why doesn't it just say he made kosnais ar lilbosh, for them to wear? Why is the pasuk stressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed them? And he says because this occurred after the chait of Adam, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show, although you sinned, I still love you, and I will still do chesed to you, fayal bishem, and he dressed them. Just like we saw earlier, that at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller, right away he gave him the stars to be mefayis him. Here also, right after the Avera, he is mefayis Adam and Chava by dressing them, fayal bishem. I would just like to mention at this point that we saw in this parsha that the Nachash was speaking. He was having a conversation with Chava. Was the Nachash HaKadmoni really able to speak? And there are many different shitas concerning this. The Radak learns that the Nachash was not actually speaking. It was all Beremiza. He was just motioning. And all this conversation was taking place Beremiza. The Arachayim learns that the Nachash was talking Nachash language. And Chava was able to understand the language of the Nachash. Hemekdavar, the Netziv, learns that the Nachash was not actually talking, but it was the mazel of the Nachash that was talking for it. Chizkuni learns the simple pshat, that just like it says by Bilam, Vayiftach Hashem es piha osain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the mouth of the donkey, and over there the donkey was able to speak. Here also, Chizkuni learns that the Nachash was actually able to speak. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof. Ulo Adam le'motze ezer. Adam was not able to find a mate. Vayapel Hashem Elokim tardema, and Hashem cast him into a deep sleep. Kishevion, when he brought the animals before him, Hevion lefonav komin v'min. Zachar unikeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them before Adam, every species, male and female. Omar, Adam said, Lekulam yesh ben zug, everybody has a mate. V'li ain ben zug, but I do not have a mate. Miad, right after Adam noticed that he was missing something, Vayapel, Olav, Tardema, he caused him to fall asleep. And he took Achas Mitzaloisov, Misitarov, one of his sides, Kemoi, just like the Pasuk says, Ulitzela HaMishkan, on the side of the Mishkan. Zeusha Amru, this is according to the Pshat, Shnei Partsufim Nivro, that they were created with two faces, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided them and built one side into an Isha. But if you learn that it was one body, then Achas Mitzaloisov means he took the rib of Adam HaRishon and built it into an Isha. Vayizkar, and he closed up Mokam Achtach, the place of the cut. And the Pasuk says, Vayishan Vayikach. And Adam slept, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the rib. Shalayira Chatichas HaBosor, in order that Adam should not see the piece of meat, Shemimenu Nivras, that Chava was created from, Vitizbaza Olav, and she would become cheap in his eyes. Hashem did not want Adam to see what Chava was created from. This way, in future generations, she will not be cheapened in the eyes of her husband. Vayiven, kibinyan, like a building. Rechava milmata uketzara milmala, wide on bottom, narrow on top. Lekabala vlad, in order to hold a child. Ka'oitze shalchitim, just like a storehouse of wheat. Shurechiv milmata, which is wide on bottom. Uketzara milmala, and narrow on top. Shalayachbid masoy al kiroisav, in order that the weight of the wheat inside should not be too heavy and knock over its walls. So too an Isha was also created like a binyan. Roichev milmata ukisara milmala. Vayiven esela liisha, and he built the rib liisha, means liyos isha, to become a woman. Kamoi vayas oise gidoin lo eifoid. And Gidoin made it lo eifoid, which means liyos eifoid, to become an eifoid. Here also, it means that he built it liisha, to become an isha. Sois hapam, this time, milameit. This teaches us that Adam had relations with every behemoth chaya, but he was not satisfied until he had relations with Chava. This he called an Isha, because she was taken from a man. It's a language falling on a similar language. Ish, Isha from Ish. Mikan shenivra oilam b'loshan HaKodesh. From here we see that the world was created in Loshan HaKodesh, because it is the only ancient language that man and woman come from the same word, Ish and Isha. Al Kain Yazav Ish. Who is saying this? Zakrashi Ruach HaKodesh Ameres Kain. It's the Ruach HaKodesh, the Torah is saying this, that therefore, since I gave you a wife, you should separate from Arayas. Lesser al b'nei noyach harayis, to answer on b'nei noyach harayis. V'hayu levaser echad, they will become one flesh. Havlad noitzer al yidei shneihem, the child is born through both of them. V'shom naseh b'sorim echad, and through this child, their flesh becomes one. And they were both naked, v'layus b'shoshu, they were not ashamed. Shloi hayu yoidim derech snias, lahapchim ben tov l'ra, they did not know the way of modesty to differentiate between good and evil, because it was not necessary. They did not have a Yetzirah. Even though he gave them knowledge to call names to the animals, he did not give Adam a Yetzirah until he ate from the tree, and a Yetzirah entered into him, and then he understood between good and evil, and he had to cover himself. But at this point, it was not necessary, and that's why they were arumim v'lo yisbashosh. And the pasuk continues, Zakrashi, v'anochash haya arum. The nochash was more cunning than all the animals. Ma'in zelakan. Why is this pasuk said right after that the vayu shneim arumim? Hoyer lo lismach v'yas la'odom alishtei kosnesar v'yal bishem. He should have placed this pasuk, pasuk chafei, right next to Perek Gimel pasuk chaf aleph, where it says that Hashem clothed Adam and Chava. Elo lelamedcha, it is coming to teach you me'ezo siba kofat hanochash aleihem. Why did the nochash jump and get involved with Chava? Ro oisem arumim, he saw them arumim naked, va'oiskim b'tashmif hamita, and engaging in relations. La'en kol, in front of everybody, and he desired her. And that is the connection between Ha'adam v'ishtai, they were acting like Adam v'ishtai, the ayin koil, And the Nachash saw this, and the Nachash desired her. And that's why the Nachash started this whole plan. Arum Mikoil, it says that he was more cunning. Lefi Armosai Ugdulosai, in accordance with his slyness, Haisa Mapalosai was his downfall. Arum Mikoil, since he was more cunning, he ended up being more cursed. Afki Omar. The Nachash said, perhaps did Hashem say that you can't eat from any of the trees? Even though he saw them eating from other fruits, he spoke many words to her, in order that she should answer him, and he should come to speak concerning this specific tree. He started off saying, perhaps Hashem said you can't eat from any of the trees. And she answered, no, of course we can. It's just from that specific tree. So now he got her to talk about the specific tree, and he persuaded her to eat from it. And she said, we are not allowed to eat from it, nor touch it. She added on the tzivoy of Hashem, on the commandment of Hashem. That's why she came to a loss. That's why it says in Mishlei, Al Toisiv Al Devarav, do not add to the words of Hashem. She was only commanded not to eat, and she added that she is also commanded not to touch. And what happened? The Nachash says, Lo Moistu Musun, you won't die. Dachva, he pushed her, Ad Shenoga Boya, until she touched the tree. Amar Lo, he said to her, Kishem She'en Misa Benigia, just like there is no death penalty by touching the tree, Kach Ein Misa Ba'achila, there is also no Misa by eating. The Mefarshim ask several questions concerning the comparison that the Nachash made. Just like there is no Misa on the Negiah, there is no Misa on Achila. Of course there is no Misa on the Negiah. She was pushed against the tree. She was an Oinis. So maybe that's why, since it was an accident on her part, that's why there was no Misa on the Negiah. But how is that a proof that there won't be any Misa on the Achila? Sifsei Chachamim and others learn that Chava thought that this tree, the Eitz Hadas, had a certain poison to it. And if somebody were to eat from it or just touch it, no matter what, whether it was on purpose or by accident, automatically the person would die. So that's why she thought that if she touched it and nothing happened, nothing would happen either when she eats from it. Another question that is asked on this Rashi is, what's the raya that there's no Misa when she touched the tree? The Pasuk says, "B'yom acholcha mimenu mois tamus." On the day that you will eat from it, you will die. The day wasn't over. Maybe she would have died a few hours later. So how can the Nachash say right away, just like there's no Misa b'negiyah, there's no Misa b'achila? Maybe she would have died a few hours later. Chizkuni learns that the Nachash said this on the next day. He pushed her and she touched the tree yesterday. And on the next day, he said, you see, you didn't die yesterday because you touched the tree. So now, if you eat from it, nothing either would happen. Maral in Sefer Gur Aryeh answers that she thought that if she were to die by the end of the day, there would have been some type of sickness that occurred immediately. And since no sickness was seen immediately, she figured that nothing will happen b'negiyah and nothing will happen either b'achila. Another question the Sifsei Chachamim asks is, why did she think that you can compare the negiyah to the achila? The Isra negiyah she made up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said that. So just because she didn't die by touching the tree, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said there was a Misa for touching the tree. So why would she think that she would be able to eat from the tree, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Farish? And Sifsei Chachamim answers that what happened over here was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only said to Adam, you are not allowed to eat from the tree. But Adam felt, in order to make a little bit of a geder, to be a little bit more careful with Chava, he told her, not only are you not allowed to eat from the tree, but you are also not allowed to touch the tree. So in Chava's mind, it was the same Isser, the Isser Negia and the Isser Achila. And that's why, if nothing happened when she touched the tree, she felt nothing would happen by eating from the tree. The only kasha, according to this pshat, is, why did Rashi say earlier that Chava was Moisif? Chava wasn't Moisif. In her mind, this was the Isser. On that he answers that, of course, she thought that this was the Isser. In what way was she Moisif? She was Moisif by telling the Nachash more than he asked. He was just asking which trees you're allowed to eat from and which you are not allowed to eat from. She should have said, we are not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. There was no reason for her to mention the Isser of Nagia, the Isser of touching it. And since she did mention that, therefore she was Moisif and Goyrea. And Rashi continues, Pasuk Hey, Ki Odea Elikim, Hashem knows, Kol Uman Soine Es Bnei Umnasai. Every craftsman hates his competition. Mino Eitz Ochal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from the tree, Ubara Es Ha'olam, and he was able to create the world. Now he is afraid if you eat from it, you will also be V'yisem Kelekim, you will be like a god, Yoitzrei Olamais, creating worlds. Matera Ha'isha, and the Isha saw, what did she see? Ra'asa Devarav Shel Nachash, she saw the words of the Nachash. V'hinula, and it appealed to her. V'hemintoi, and she believed him. Ki Toiva Eitz Liyas Kelekim, that the Eitz was good to make her into a god. V'chisava Hiloinayim, and it was pleasing to the eye, k'moshe amalo, like the pasuk says earlier, that the Nachash said to her, "V'nifkechu einechem, and your eyes will be opened through the tree." V'nechbano eitz lahaskil, and it was desirable to become smart, like the pasuk says earlier. The Nachash said, "K'moshe amalo," he said to her, "Yoidei toivaraj, you'll become someone who knows the difference between good and bad." So she ate from it. Batitin gamli isha, and she also gave it to her husband. Why did she give it to Adam? Shelei tamos he. In order that she should not die alone, the Yichyahu, and he will live, the Yisa Acheres, and then he will marry somebody else. Gam l'rabois behema v'chaya. Gam is the rabois that she gave it also to the behemos and chayas. It is a little bit schwer in the simple meaning of this Rashi to think that Chava would want Adam to die also. Since she will die, let him die also. One has to understand what the reasoning for Chava really was behind this. It's concerning the wisdom that the pasuk is saying that their eyes opened, not concerning actual seeing. And the end of the pasuk proves it when it says that they understood that they were naked. Even a blind person knows that he's naked, so therefore it cannot mean literally that they saw that they were naked. So the simple pshat is, like Rashi said earlier, that once they ate from the Eitz Hadas and got a Yetzahara, then they understood what it means to be naked, because it applied now the dinim of Snias through these added taivas. But Rashi brings down a drush here, and he says, Elamahu vayedu ki erumimheim. What does it mean that they knew that they were naked? Mitzvah achas hoya biyodam. They had one mitzvah in their hand, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. V'nis'art lo heimenu, and they became stripped and naked from this mitzvah. Alei se'ena, they made belts out of a fig leaf. Hu ha'eitz she'achlo mimenu. This is the Eitz that they ate from. The Eitz Hadas was a fig tree. B'dover she'eskalklu bay nesaknu. They seeked to correct themselves with the same tree that they corrupted themselves with. Other trees did not allow them to take the leaves from their tree. Only the fig tree which did the Avera. Why doesn't the Torah say specifically that the Eitz Hadas was a fig tree? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to pain a creature. They should not embarrass the fig tree and say to it, this is the tree that caused destruction to the world. Vayishmu, and they heard Hashem going in the garden. Yesh midrashe agoda rabim. There are many midrashim on this pasuk. Ukfar sidrum rabbi seinu amachoinam bebreishes rabba uveshar midrashes. And our rabbonim already set them up in different midrashim, in breishes rabba and other midrashes. Vaniloi bossi al lepshuta shal mikra. And here Rashi is saying his goal in his whole pirush on Chumash is that I am only coming to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk ula agoda hamiyasheves divrei hamikra, and I will mention certain agodas that are answering the simple meaning of the pasuk devar dibor alifanov, to make each word fit into the pasuk. But I don't just come just like that to mention a medrash, only if it's coming to answer something specifically in the pshat of the pasuk. Vayishmu, and they heard. Ma shamu, shamu is kol Hashem shayim masalach bagon. They heard the voice of Hashem walking in the garden. Leruach, in the direction hayoyim of the sun. La'oseh ruach shashemesh bolusham, in that direction where the sun is going. Vizuhi Maravis, and this means the west. Shelifnois Erev, towards evening, Chama B'Mayrev, the sun is in the west. Vehem Tzarchu Ba'asiris, they sinned in the 10th hour. So if the Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was walking on the side where the sun is, that means the west side, because at that point the sun was in the west. Ayeko, Hashem said, where are you? Yedea Hoya Heichan Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew where Adam was. Elo Likonis Imay Bidvarim. He just wanted to enter into conversation with Adam. Shelo Yehei Niva Lahoshev. He should not be startled to answer his question, Im Yanisheu Pisayim, if he will punish him right away. And so we find in other places, V'chein B'Kayin Omaloi, Ei Hevel Achicha. Hashem said to Kayin, where is Hevel, your brother? He knew where Hevel was. He just wanted to enter into conversation with Hevel. V'chein B'Bilam, Mi Ho Anoshim Ha'Ela Imach. He asked Bilam, who are these people with you? Likonis Imohem B'Dvarim, to enter with them in conversation. V'chein B'Chizkiah, B'Shluchei Meroidach B'Ladin, Chizkiah, by the messengers of Meroidach B'Ladin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also asked who these people were. And Adam answered, I heard your voice, and I hid in the garden. And Hashem said, who told you that you were naked? How do you know, if not that you ate from the tree, that there is an embarrassment by standing naked? It's a question. From the tree that I commanded you not to eat from, did you eat from? And that Adam said, the isha asher nasati imadi, the isha that you gave me caused me to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Here, he denied the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him by giving him a Isha and said, no, it was the Isha that you gave me that caused me to sin. On that, the Isha said, Hanochash Ishiani, the Nochash Hitani, tricked me. Kimoy Al Yashi Lochem Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo should not trick you. So the Nochash tricked me, and that's why I ate. And then he turned to the Nochash. And Hashem said, Kiyosisa Zois, because you did this. He did not ask the Nochash why you did this. Mikan. From here we see she'ein mahapchin b'schusei shel meisis. We do not look for a merit when dealing with an insider. She'ilu sho'aloi lama asisa zois. If Hashem would have asked the Nachash why you did this, ho'yeloi leheshiv, he could have answered divrei harav v'divrei haTalmud divrei mishoymin. Who do you listen to? The words of the Rebbe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the words of the Talmud, me the Nachash? And the Nachash was therefore cursed. Mikol ha-behemo, mikol chayas ha-soda. Im mi-behemo neskalel, mi-chayel ha-koshken. If he was more cursed than behemo, he is definitely more cursed than chaya, because the pregnancy of a behemo is longer than the pregnancy of a chaya. On that Rashi says, Hemidu rabbi senu medrash zeh b'mesechtas b'charis. Our Rabbonim explained this in Mesechtas B'charis. L'lamei to teach you, she-yimei ibure shel nachash sheva shanim. The curse was that a nachash will be pregnant for 7 years, because the behema, referring to the chamor, which has a pregnancy of a year, is 7 times more than the chaya, a cat, that has a pregnancy of 52 days. So just like the behema is 7 times more than the chaya, the nachash will be 7 times more than the behema, which means he will be pregnant for 7 years. Al gechon chaselech, you will go on your stomach. Raglayim horeloi v'niktasu, the nachash had legs and they were cut off. And I will also put Eva Oshis, Ataloinis Kavanta, El Shiyomas Adam, you had an intention that Adam should die, Kishyechel Hu Tchila, when he will eat first from the Eitz Hadas, Bitiso Es Chava, and you should marry Chava, Vlebosso Ladaber El Chava Tchila. And the only reason you spoke to Chava first, Ella only, Lefisha Noshim Daitan Kalas Lispatois, because women are easily persuaded, Vyoides Lefates Baleim, and they can also persuade their husband, Lefikoch. The Eva Oshis. That's why I am putting anger between you two. Your whole purpose was to marry Chava. And now, what I will do is, I will put anger between you and Chava. Hu Yishuv Charosh, he will crush your head. He is Kosescha. Kamoi, just like the Pasuk says, and I will smash him. So the word Yishuvcha means to smash. And you will hiss at his heel. You will not have any height to you. And you will bite him in the heel. And even from there, you will be able to kill him. And the lashon of tishufenu, k'moy noshach bohem, he blew at them. When a nachash comes to bite, hu noishef, he blows and hisses. He wanted to use a lashon. The Torah wanted to use a language that what the person is doing to the nachash is similar to what the nachash is doing to the person. So therefore, it uses a lashon of yeshivcha and teshufenu, which sound alike. One means to crush, and one means to hiss and to bite. And then he goes to the curse of the isha, and he says that you will have harba arba itzvoinech zetzargid lebanim. This is referring to the pain of raising children. Veheroinech, and pregnancy, zetzar ibor, the tsar of the pregnancy. Ve'etzef tel ribonim, zetzar haleda. That is referring to the pain of giving birth. Vel ishech teshukasech, you will desire your husband, letashmish, for relations. Ve'af apikein, ein lecham meitzach letovoy bepeh. You will not have the nerve to ask him verbally for tashmish. Elohu yimshel bach, he will rule with you. Hakol mimeno v'loy mimcha. Everything will be from him and not from you. Tishukasech ta'avosech, your desire. K'moy v'naf shoykeka, his soul desires. So that was the curse of the Isha. She will have pain in raising children, pregnancy, in giving birth, and also she will not have the nerve to verbally ask her husband for tashmish hamita. And Rashi continues, Arura ha'adoma bavurecho. The earth will be cursed because of you. Tala lecha devarim arurim. It will bring up cursed things. Kigoin, for example, zavufim, flies. Ufarushim, and fleas. Unamolim, and ants. And what's the reason Rashi says over here why the Adama was cursed together with the Adam, besides for the reason that Rashi says earlier? Rashi says another reason over here. Marshal liyoyse letarbis ra, a parable to somebody who goes off the derech and does bad things. Vabriyos mikalalos shodayim shenyonak mehem, and people curse the breast that nursed this person, the ones who brought up such a terrible individual. So too over here, we are cursing the earth because Adam, who did these averis, was taken and brought up and brought out from the earth. That's why we cursed the Adama. And Rashi says, V'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch, ha'oretz kishitzizrena mines roim. When you plant the earth, different types of seeds, tatzmiach koitz v'dardar kundeis v'achbiois, it will bring up different types of thorns. V'hein acholam ha'idei tikkun. But they can only be eaten through tikkun, by preparation. And that's what the pasuk says, V'ochalto es esav asode. Uma klola hizu. What is the klola? V'aloi bebrocha nemar, hine nosati lochem es kol esav zarei azara. By the brocha it says, I'm giving you food to eat. Elama omrakan, b'roi sho'in. What does the pasuk say in the beginning of the pasuk? Arura ho'adomo bavurecho. The earth will be cursed. Be'itzovon toichaleno. With sadness and pain you will eat it. V'achar ho'itzovon. It will grow thorns. When you will plant kidney ice or garden vegetables, it will grow thorns and other type of wild grasses. And against your will, you will have to force yourself to make these foods with the thorns edible. After you put a lot of effort into it. This was the curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam. It won't be easy for you to work the land, but rather you will have to toil in order to get food. Vayikra ha'Adam. What's the connection over here that Adam called his wife Chava? Chazar ha'kosav l'nyonei harishon. The pasuk goes back to the first topic, where it says earlier, Vayikra ha'Adam shemois. Adam called all the animals' names for lehifzik, and it was only mafzik in this topic. Through these names, Nizdagva Lechava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and mated him with Chava. Just like the pasuk says, Ula Adam Lemosa Ezer Kenegdoi. When Adam saw that everybody had a pair, when he named all these animals, it bothered him that he didn't have a pair, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. Lefika Vayapel Tardemo. He caused him to fall asleep, and he created Chava. And since it says that they were both standing there naked, that's where the parsha of the snake came in, because since he saw them arumim, that's why he desired her. to let you know, since he saw them arumim, and he saw them being oisik and tashmish hamita, he desired her, and that's why he came up with this whole scheme. So the psukim are all connected. And now the pasuk is going back to the shemois that Adam named also Chava. What does Chava mean? Noifel aloshen chaya. It's the same word as chaya. Shemachaya esploy the cell, because she gives life to her children. Tasha toimar, just like you say, ma hava la adam b'loshen haya. The word hava and the word haya are the same. Here also chava and chaya are the same. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam and his wife kosnais ar. What does it mean kosnais ar? Yesh divrei agada omrim chalokim kitziporin hayu medubakim al oron. Smooth like nails, they were attached to their skin. So the word kosnais means clothing or that were attached to their skin. Yesh omrim davar habomin ar. It means something that comes from skins. Kigoin semer ho anovim. Wool of rabbits, shuhurach v'cham, which is soft and warm, v'also lahem k'sonis mimenu, and he made garments from them. And according to this pshat, kosnais ar means garments made of rabbits ar.